Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Ask Miss K. So today's podcast will be dealing with goal setting, what you need to do, how you need to position yourself to achieve your goals. So I'm going to do this in 5 easy steps. I said easy, not quick. And this exercise, I would like you guys to do it with me. So if you're listening to this and you're busy with something else, maybe you're driving, maybe you're making food, I'd just like to ask you to stop and maybe grab a pen and sit down. You know, obviously, if you're driving, just get to where you're going and, you know, you can listen to this later. But also, alternatively, you can continue listening and maybe you can jot down the things later on. Okay, so I'm going to take you through a 5-step method that I've created myself, you know, genius and all, get that. But yes, this is my thing. So I'm just going to take you through 5 steps that you need to think about when you are creating your goals. Like I mentioned earlier, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, just so that you can write it down. I am someone who truly does believe in the power of writing down your goals. As much as you can think things, sometimes you can tweet them and put some candles and manifest. But when you write it down on a piece of paper, you get to physically see it. You know, some might argue that, okay, if I tweet it, I'm still also physically seeing it. But guys, come on, how many tweets do you put out every day, right? So if you put on a piece of paper, stick it up on your wall, you will see that thing every single day. Okay, so are you guys ready? I'm so excited. Just a backstory. I did this goal setting thing with my boyfriend one morning, randomly even, but we had been discussing it. And I tell you, by the time we were done, we felt so refreshed. So if you do want to do it with your partner or your best friend or your siblings or whoever really matters to you, I would advise that. I think it's a lovely thing for you to do with someone, especially because you can get someone to hold you accountable. And I think that's a very important step in setting your goals. Another thing, the reason I'm only doing this podcast now as opposed to January is because in January, all of us set these unrealistic goals. You know, we get so excited. 1st of Jan, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lose 50 kgs. I want 5 million distinctions. I want to buy a car. I'm also planning to buy a house so that I stop renting. You know, you go crazy because you're so excited. It's a new year, new beginnings. But honestly, guys, the true goal setting really does come in February when you've had the first month of the year. You have now settled in. You know, you're not spending unnecessary money. You're not broke. You can think. So please take your time when you're doing this exercise, and I promise you, you will get the results you want. Okay, cool. So, the first question, or rather the first section that you need to fill out is, what is my final goal? So you can jot that down on your piece of paper. This is basically just you explaining what you need to do. Okay, no, scratch that. Your final goal is the moment when you will be able to sit down and be like, you know what? I've achieved everything I wanted. I am at a place in my life where I am happy. I am content. I've got everything I want. Of course, I'll still push for more. You know, even if you've got 5 billion in your account, you still want another billion. But at that moment, you are happy. If your life were to stop there, like you were not to progress any further, you would still be happy. So this is stuff like, where do you see yourself in your career? Are you a manager? Are you a partner? Do you have your own company? Are you a housewife? Do you have like 1 million subscribers on YouTube and, you know, you just get paid just because people follow you? Like, you know, what is your ultimate goal? When will you be happy? You can include kids. I did. You can include whether you'll be married or not. And I know you can't really plan those things because obviously, especially for women, we don't really decide when we get married because, you know, society and everything, you still have to wait for the man to propose to you. But you know what? Right now, this is about you. So if you will be married, then be married. I would just like to say, okay, maybe push for the age of 40. Because I think 40 is when your life truly begins. At 40, that is when you know what you want. You know who you are. So let's just say you are 40 years old. What do you do? Who are you? Tell me about yourself. You can tell me what country you're living in. You can tell me whether you have a house. Maybe you have a holiday house as well. You can tell me where your family is. You can tell me how your relationship with your siblings is, you know, because there are so many things that we have to work on. It's not just our career. It's not just about getting money. It's also about, you know, building stronger relationships with our families, or maybe, you know, distancing yourself from your family because they might not be the best people. So, you know, it's all very subjective. Don't try and make it perfect. Make it you. Okay, and then the last pointer maybe that you can add is mentally, where are you? Are you at a place where you're going to therapy often? And you know, often people think, oh, going to therapy, you must have problems. But I honestly think people who can afford to go to therapy like once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks are rich as hell. Like, you are rich, because I really do think that therapy is the best thing you could ever do for yourself. It is such a nice way for you to talk to someone and just vent and have them respond without having to like add in other things that they know about you. But anyways, you know, let me not go on a tangent, but yeah. And then once you're done with that, I will move on to my second question. Why? Why is your final goal so important to you? So why did you just write what you wrote? Why are you trying to move to the UK? Why do you want to have 5 kids? Why are you a businesswoman? Why are you a partner? Why didn't you go into business? But also, if you did go into business, why didn't you stay in the office? Why didn't you take up that teaching job because you love teaching? Like, why? Tell me why this is so important for you. And this is very important because sometimes we have a lot of goals, but we're not really sure why. And most of our goals are usually based on people that we know and people that we respect. For example, maybe your goal is to finish your degree. But the real reason you want to finish your degree is probably because your parents are like, bruh, can you finish school? Obviously, if you're 40, I'm pretty sure you're done with your degree. But I'm just saying that, you know, your goals must be yours. Don't try to factor in people. Don't try and make your goal to match whoever you're with at the moment. Even if you are making these goals with your partner, with your friend, with your best friend, don't center your goals around them, because people are fickle. You cannot trust people. And I know that sounds so, so bad, because I am such a hopeless romantic, family person, all of the stuff under the sun. But you really cannot trust people. And at the end of the day, you are the only person that can make your goals come true. Of course, it is nice when you have help from people. But I mean, you know, you can't now come 15 years later and complain that the reason your business didn't work out is because so-and-so didn't buy your first, I don't know, whatever. Okay. Now, obviously, I'm just going to like keep talking. And if you are still busy writing your why, you know, you can just pause this podcast. And then when you're ready, you can continue. But maybe let me just give you a bit of insight about what my reason for my goals was. So, that's not mine. I'm busy reading off my notes, and I jotted down my boyfriend's and he jotted down mine. So I almost read you his goals. Like, but then I was like, this doesn't sound like me. Okay. So just for context. Okay. No, actually, you know what? I'll tell you about my goals at the end, because if you really, you know, if you're really interested, you'll listen till the end. Okay, cool. Step three, what are the steps that you need to take to get there? What needs to be done for you to get to your final goal? So if you want to be a businesswoman, okay, you have to open a business. To open a business, you need to have capital. To get capital, you need to apply for a loan, or you need to save, or you need to find a business partner, or find investors. And maybe to get there, you must have had a qualification so that people can trust you. So maybe like me, you have to be a CASA. To become a CASA, you have to do your articles. To do your articles, you need to have passed your CTA. It just goes on and on and on. So basically, I want you to roll back your goal. So I know what your final destination is. Now roll it back for me and tell me what you need to do. For example, another example, if you want to be married at the age of 40, that means you need to have a partner that you love enough to marry. And that means you need to put yourself out there in the market for someone to actually find you, or for you to find them, so that you guys can be in a relationship that you love enough to get married. Another example, if you want to be at a point where you and your family are close and you and your siblings communicate and you just have this like strong bond, you need to work on that. You know, it's not just going to happen overnight. And also sibling feuds can become very, very toxic. And, you know, no one really thinks about it because, you know, I know a lot of African cultures emphasize that family is all you have. Family, you'll never go wrong with them, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a lot of toxic stuff that actually happens in families. So I don't like this blanket approach where people just assume that everyone comes from a happy family and all of that. So if you know that you need to work on something, then yeah, definitely put it in your goals. Put it in your goals that for you to become that happy, united family, you guys actually need to talk. You guys need to discuss the issues that are actually affecting you, that are actually preventing you from being this happy family. You might need to learn how to express yourself in a more respectful way. But also, alternatively, your siblings might also need to learn how to listen to you. Parents might need to like meet you halfway. Because, you know, growing up, parents do play this like alpha role. They're right, you're wrong, they're big, you're small, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, I just quoted Matilda. But you know, for you to become this united family, maybe your parents actually have to humble themselves and, you know, speak to you like the adult that you are. But obviously, you know, those things take time. You know, sometimes it takes for you to become rich for them to listen to you, or for you to get married. You know what I mean. Okay. So when you've discussed the steps that you need to take to get to your final goal, you know, your steps could be things that you can do now, things that you can do in 5 years' time. It varies. Then I want you to break it down. This is step four now. What can you do this year? What is it that you need to do this year to make sure that you are still on track to meet your goal in 5, 10, 15 years' time? Basically, you're turning 40 soon. So if you're my age, how old am I? I'm even scared to say. But I've got less than 20 years until my 40th. Ew, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever said, ever. I'm kidding. I'm so dramatic. That time I really don't care about age. I actually feel like I'm younger than what I should be. I feel like my birth certificate might be wrong. I feel like I should be 30, guys. But I'm literally... Let's not talk about it. Anyways, so I've got less than 20 years to get to where I want to be. But in order to reach that goal in 20 years' time, you have to do something every single year. You can't just wake up on your 39th birthday and decide, yo, I want to be a businesswoman, I want to have 5 kids, I want to be married, I want to be this, when I'm 40. You can't cover the score in 1 year. So you need to have been consistently working towards that goal, been consistently building towards your future, so that when you are 40, you know, it's just like, it's a done deal. It's expected. Everyone knows it's going to happen. If you want to make your first million by the age of 30, okay, calculate on average how much you have to make per year.
you know, obviously it's not going to be accurate, but just calculate and see if it's reasonable. It's like if I were to say, yo, I want to make my first million by 25. Okay, let's calculate. How many years do I have until 25? I have a year and a few months. Okay, so now I've told you my age. I'm 23, turning 24. So I have a year and a few months. That means these 18 months or so, I need to be saving so much money and making so much money to reach 1 million by 25. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's why it's not my goal, because I don't like setting unrealistic goals. Where am I going to get a million at 25? Come on, let's be honest. But a million at 40, definitely. And in actual fact, a million is too small for 40. But that's just me. So you need to roll it back. A million at 40. I mean, I've got what? I've got 16 years. Come on, I'm pretty sure I can do that. Okay. Now, once you've decided what you need to do this year to reach your goal, then you also need to look at step five. What are the obstacles that are in your way? What is going to prevent you from doing what you need to do this year? You know, it's all good and well to set your goals, to say, this year I need to save this much, this year I need to jog every day, this year I need to do this. But there are obstacles, guys. This is life. It's not like we live in this perfect simulation where, you know, when you say you want to do something, it happens. I so wish we did, but we don't. So you need to put down the obstacles that you need to be aware of, you know. And guys, it's such a nice thing when the obstacles come about and you've already prepared for them. For example, if you're saying that you want to go and jog every single day, okay, fine. Ambitious. I respect you. But what is the obstacle? The obstacle is that, okay, it might rain on some days and you might not like running in the rain. So that means you can't run every single day. Or you might be working so much overtime this year, or you're studying so much that you might not have time to run. Of course, people say, oh no, you can always make time to run. You know, if you want to, you will. But guys, even if you do have that hour after work, if you've had a long day, the first thing you want is a shower, and the next is your bed. Trust me, even if you love running, you are not going to run when you are drained. Another obstacle that could like stop you from running. There might be dogs where you stay. And you know, maybe one day you get bitten by a dog and then you can't run for like 2 weeks because you had to go in for like a mini operation or whatever, and now you're sort of scared that you're going to get bitten by a dog again. There are so many obstacles, but if you've prepared for them, you can always, you know, like you can get around them. For example, with the rain, you can get a raincoat, you can get waterproof shoes, so that if it does rain, you can still enjoy your run without having to worry about the rain. For days where you're tired and you don't want to run because you've been working so hard, then okay, cool, you've already got a gym mat. And you're just going to do yoga for 20 minutes. It's not strenuous. You won't sweat a lot, but it will still keep you fit. Okay? So there are obstacles, and there will be obstacles because this is life, but there is always a way to get around them. Unfortunately, I don't know how you're going to get around the dog. I guess just carry a stick and maybe you can hit the dog if it tries to bite you. Angas. Now that we are done with our five steps, you know, and I'm hoping that right now you are feeling quite refreshed. You're feeling probably motivated because you didn't realize how big your dreams were. You didn't realize how possible it is for you to get where you want to be. You know, especially because now you've done the rollback. Now you know what needs to be done for you to get there. It's not just some airy fairy dream like, oh, one day I want to be this, one day I want to be that. Now you've actually got it written down, you have the steps, you know what to do. Angiz, now I want you to just write the date that you did this exercise. So, you know, just write down the date. For me, I did this on the 16th of Jan. You could be doing it in March, could be doing it in December. It doesn't matter. You know, I don't really believe that your goals have to stick to like a calendar. You don't always have to do your goals at January. Don't always have to do it in July. You can literally start whenever. You can start on the 25th of whatever month and just run with it. So once you've got your date that you started on, please put a check-in date exactly 6 months after that. Okay, maybe not exactly. Like, you can obviously like flex it out, because maybe like 6 months from now is a Thursday, and I don't think you want to be doing a review of your goals on a Thursday. So just push it out maybe to the Saturday or whatever. But you need to have a check-in date halfway through the year to see that the goals that you've set for the year, the current year, to see that you're still on track. This is super important, because a lot of us do set goals. A lot of us are super ambitious and then we forget. But that check-in date halfway through the year is such a nice reminder, and it sort of scares you like, damn, I've wasted 6 months. Now I need to catch up just to make sure that I can tick off these goals. And then you put a deadline. A deadline is 1 year from today, 1 year from the day that you wrote your goals. If you obviously want to start your goals in the following year, like on a nicer date, I know some people still do like the month of January, then it's fine. You know, you can always do your deadline date a lot sooner. But all in all, I really do hope that you guys have enjoyed this. I know it's a bit rushed. I hope you did pause just so you could write everything you wanted. I know when I did this with my boyfriend, like I mentioned, it took us, I think, 2.5 hours, because we were going into detail and we were talking and the other person would have to write. So how we did it is that it's like an interview process. Like, I asked him, what are your goals for the year? And I'm the one who took down the notes, just so that he could focus on talking instead of trying to write it all down. So that's why I also suggested that if you do have someone that you trust enough with your goals, you can do it. And I emphasize this because, you know, your goals are such a sensitive thing. It's not something that you just go and discuss with anyone, because you don't know what they're plotting. You don't know if they have the best interests at heart for you. So it is sensitive, and I probably should have stated this at the beginning. But, you know, we're here now. It's okay. And as mentioned, I will just run through some of my goals. I most probably won't go into full detail because, you know, like I said, goals are still sensitive, and sometimes you do need to like filter yourself when you're talking to people. And because this is such a public platform, a lot of people are listening. Lol, probably like 500 or maybe even 200. But anyways, let me just run with it. And, you know, hopefully you guys will get some sort of motivation, some sort of inspiration if you want, as to how you can fill in your goal as well, just to beef it up. So these are the goals for 2021 for Unokuhle. My final goal in life at the age of 40 is that I am a CA SA who is in business, my own business. I possibly might even have two businesses, one that generates the proper money, and then the second one, which is my passion child, because I'm a very creative person, but I don't think that sound like creativity can pay all the bills. Okay, I am also a hands-on mom and a wife. I have about 2, maybe 3 kids. I have a lovely house that I love. That was so repetitive, but yes, I have a lovely house that I love, that I enjoy being in, and I enjoy hosting in it. All of my kids will have their own rooms, and this is something that is quite important to me, that everyone has their own room. At the age of 40, I would have traveled to each continent in the world. And I would also like my siblings' kids to be close to my kids. Because, you know, I think I leveraged off a lot from my cousins growing up. So I would love for my kids to also be quite close to my brother's kids. I'm someone who is not easily accessible to people, especially when it comes to money. However, I am someone who does lend a helping hand when they can. This is important to me because I'm someone who is easily manipulated and easily pushed, especially by people who think I have a lot of money. And obviously right now I do not have money, but in the future I know I will have money. So I am trying to teach myself how to say no. Because people can come with stories. Like, people come with really compelling stories, but if you are going to give every single person you meet money, you are not going to make that million. You are not going to get that house that you want. And I know it sounds so, so bad, but you know, you can't give so much that you like disadvantage yourself. So I need to learn that. And then I would still like to have a platform where I talk to people, where I share my knowledge, probably YouTube, but it could also be a bigger platform. But my main priority is being a loving mom, a strong wife to a successful man, a man who will be able to support my house if I was to stop working. I'm healthy. I'm not diabetic. There's no high cholesterol. I jog 3 times a week, and I do Pilates and yoga on Saturdays with a personal trainer in my garden. My kids join in sometimes. I have a helper in the house, someone who cleans up after me, just so that I am able to cook and bake as much as I want without having to worry about the cleaning. Mentally, I am at a point where nothing is worth panicking over. I know that my well-being affects my whole household, so I am a lot calmer. I have friends, and I have friends that can relate to my life, friends that I'm able to take my kids to the movies with their kids, someone that understands me, similar likes, no need to filter. But my social circle is still quite big. So I have a friend or two, but my social circle as a whole is big. I'm still very close to my family. I see my parents often. 2-week periods at a time where we're just together. We FaceTime all the time and all of that. And my kids speak pure isiZulu from KZN. And they possibly understand Shona. I have a small dog. I have at least one Louis Vuitton bag. And yeah. That's good. Those are my goals. And they sound so childish because I'm speaking to you guys, but to me, these things really, really matter. And the reason they're so important to me is because I've always wanted to be a present mom. I think I would love to be a mom, but more so to be present, which is why I say I want to be a businesswoman, because I want to be able to control my hours. As much as it's very hard, especially in the beginning when you're an entrepreneur, you know, you don't get leave, whatever. If you're not working, that means you're not getting money, all of that. But I really do want that flexibility later on in my years when I have kids. Like, I don't want my kids to have school matches and school plays and I can't watch because I'm stuck because there's an audit deadline. That is not my life. That I will literally cry if that happens to me, because I would have failed. My goal is to be a present mom. And to be that, I have to make money. And to make money, I have to go into business. Cool. The supportive wife part, very important to me, because I grew up seeing this. My mom is a terrific wife, honestly. And if I could do half of what she does, I think I would have conquered it. I obviously do wish that my mom was a lot more hands-on with us as kids, but I understand because she's a nurse. And I mean, she was also trying to get high up in the ranks. So, you know, she worked quite a lot. She tried to be there, like she was there for the significant things. But, you know, I think as a kid, I used to watch so many movies where the moms would just be baking and the kids would come home and the mom has baked or the mom has made like nice lunch and all of that. And my mom couldn't really do that because, like, she was a nurse. Well, she is a nurse. And, you know, some days she'd be working until 7 p.m., you know.
There's a lot of stuff that I wrote about, but also, I don't know if you guys remember, I mentioned that I have a big house and all of my kids have a room. This is important to me because growing up, we live in a 3-bed house and there's 3 siblings. So my parents have the main bedroom, then there's 2 bedrooms left, and there's 3 of us. So it's always been such a fight, a mission, like, oh my word, whose room is this? Who has a room and who doesn't? Obviously, I have a room. And my older brother has a room. And then my little brother comes along and he's like, where's my room? And I remember we once had this joke where we were like, his room is the toilet. Obviously, that joke did not sit well with my dad. He was so frustrated. We were not allowed to do that joke ever again. But, you know, my two brothers shared a room for quite some time. And then when I moved to the boarding establishment in my matric year, my little brother moved into my room. So after I moved to the BE, I told myself that I'm out. I don't have a room anymore because I'd just come home to visit. Like, it would be for 2-3 days and then I'd go back. Then I went to UCT. And even then, I'm gone for so many months and I come back for like 1 month. So, you know, I've written it off that I have a room at home. My dad is still like adamant that that is my room. His daughter must have a room. But to me, it's like, this is my brother's room now. Like, shame. And I tell him that, bro, this is your room, so own it. And I mean, I got so happy when I saw him putting up posters and I saw him putting up his, like, his Xbox and all of that. I'm like, yes, he's using the space. I like that. But obviously, in a perfect world, we would have all had our own rooms. Yeah. Okay, and now the steps that I need to do to get to where I want to be. I need to finish my articles. I need to actually start a business. Like, I have so many ideas, but I never start. So I need to start. I need to associate exercise with positive thoughts. You know, I've started jogging this year, and I remember I used to hate jogging because I used to feel like such a fat pig. Oh my gosh, is everyone watching me? Am I sweating? Oh my word, I'm huffing and puffing. Oh my word, people probably think I'm so fat. Oh my word, oh my word, oh my word. But right now, I actually don't care. I will run, I will jog, and then I will walk. And even if I walk for a good 10 minutes, it's okay. You know, I'm doing it for myself. And I'm no longer doing it to lose weight. I'm no longer doing it to, you know, trim and look smaller. I'm doing it for my health. I've seen people in their older age become really sick to the point where they can't really enjoy their money. And I don't want that to happen to me. Like, I don't want to be so rich, but be so sick that I can't even fully enjoy my 5 million. Ish, 5 million is small though. Unless if it's 5 million US dollars, then I mean, we can do that. But you know, you get what I'm saying. So I really do want to be at a point in my life where I can enjoy my money freely. I'm not worried about an insulin shot. I'm not worried about, you know, eating super salty food because blah, blah, blah. You get what I'm saying. I also plan an... Wait, I also need to make a bigger effort in understanding Shauna. My boyfriend is Shauna, and I'm so clueless. I actually, like, I don't even know how to say I love you in Shauna, and I think he's taught me 3 times. So I think I need to make a bigger effort. I even tried to follow some Shauna pages on Instagram. So it's definitely on my to-do list because I want to be able to hear him, even though he hardly speaks it. But, you know, I would like our kids, when we do have kids, to also be able to understand Shauna, because I don't want them to go back to Zim and, you know, mingle with other Zim people and not be able to converse in their language. Not that, you know, my boyfriend's family speaks that much Shauna. They speak a lot of English, so I should be quite safe. Yeah. Okay, and then what I have to do this year to reach these goals of mine. I need to practice my APC. No, I need to prioritize my APC. Like, I'm writing my second board exam, and I need to make sure that I'm not putting my audit or manager
things above my own studying, because at the end of the day, an audit is an audit, but your board exam is just yours. I need to try and start a small business within the next 2 years. I flexed this out to 2 years because I realized starting a business this year whilst doing YouTube, whilst studying for APC, is going to be a lot and I don't want to burn out. So I've given myself 2 years for this. I want to learn how to save more and invest even more. Because saving, I mean, when you save in a bank account, guys, come on. I saw when I saved with my aunts. We were saving like 1,000 rand and there were so many of us for 12 months. I think we got like 12 rand or 11 rand interest. And I was so pissed because 11 rand, that means we each got like 2 rand. It was disgusting. So I need to learn to put more money into my easy equities, you know, read up more about what's happening in the markets, buy shares when they're low, sell when they're high. I need to be an active trader, but not like on the NASDAQ and all that. I just mean like shares. And if I do manage to do this well, I'm going to buy myself that MacBook. Trust me. And I would also like to reach 25,000 subscribers. I know I had initially in my video that I made about my like goal for this year, I'd said 20,000. But I was actually quite conservative. But my real goal is 25,000. And if I get that, I will be more than satisfied. Because 25K now, 50K next year, 75K the next, and then 100K in 4 years' time. No. Yeah. Yes. And you know, the way YouTube works, I could get to 100K a lot faster than that 4 years. Because exponential growth, guys. And then finally, the obstacles that I need to watch out for. I need to watch that I don't give too much of my time and that I don't internalize my work. I take my work very personally, and this is a good and a bad thing. It's good because it means I take pride in what I do, but it's bad because there is no boundary. You know, there will never be a perfect audit. You will never do everything and meet the deadline and please the managers and please the client. You will never have a perfect audit. So I need to learn that, you know, it's not personal. It's not a reflection of who I am and my job ethic, you know, my work ethic rather. But there will be hindrances. There will be delays that are uncontrollable. I need to get over the fear of losing money. I'm such a conservative investor because even when I want to invest in these new small companies that are startups and like they're just going crazy, I will always lean more towards the old, well-established companies because it's like, oh, I trust them. My grandfather used to invest here, so I trust him, you know, and I think I'm even going to do it a lot more now because he's late. So I think, you know, I'm going to emotionally like guilt trip myself into those things. But because I'm aware of it, now I know that, oh, you know, when I'm about to buy shares in XYZ, do I really want to buy shares here? Do I really believe in what they stand for? Do I understand their business model? Or am I just doing it because I know Umkulu had shares here? You know? And then I need to... Oh, and then I just need to manage my time because poor time management is going to be the obstacle that gets in the way of me exercising, of me doing YouTube videos, of a lot of things, actually. So those are the things that I need to manage. So, yeah, I've taken like half of this podcast just telling you guys about my goals, and I'm so sorry. I think I am quite passionate about myself. And I love myself and I love the goals that I have for myself. And I really do believe that I can do it. So that's why I go off on a tangent because they mean so much to me. This is me. And I actually cannot wait to hear myself in a few years' time, you know. I love that I do record myself. I love that I keep records of myself because if it's not a podcast or a YouTube video, it's a blog. If it's not a blog, it's a tweet. If it's not a tweet, it's an Instagram post. But there's always something where I'm documenting what I'm doing with the hopes that when I look back, I can be proud. And it really, really does work. Recently, I was stalking myself on Instagram because I needed to find pictures of my grandfather so we could make the whole funeral slideshow. And I found pictures of me when I got inducted as head prefect of my high school. And I had like such a wonderful sense of pride and like I felt like I had achieved something. And it was such a weird thing because it's been I matriculated in 2015. So it's been a few years since I was head prefect, but I never really took it in and never really celebrated myself. And it was such a big deal, guys. I was the first black one. And I mean, I definitely still do believe that there were so many capable and deserving people before me that were black that should have become head prefect. But because of, you know, politics and everything, it took a while. It took way too long. But you know, the fact that it finally did happen and it happened with me is something that I am so, so proud of. Like, I am so happy for myself and I'm so happy for my friends and my peers because they believed in me and they voted. And thing is, I think they voted so much that they actually couldn't, they couldn't fudge the numbers, because when I met the principal at the time and the deputy, they were like, "We'll be honest with you. We don't know who you are." Because my deputies were like in first team or they would be like in top three academics, you know. So I'm like that underdog. I play lots of sports, but I'm not in the first team. I'm a great academic achiever, but I'm not in the top three. I do cultural activities, but I'm not singing solos. You know, I'm part of the choir, but I'm not singing a solo. I play violin, but I'm not the best violinist. You know, I did everything that I could. You know, I tried. I really, really did try. But because I was never the best, I was a jack of all trades and a master of none, they didn't know me. So when they finally saw my numbers coming through in the voting ballots, they were like, "Who the hell is this girl?" To the point where the principal was like, "Yeah, we're going to just have to take a hit with you because we really don't know what you're going to do. But the votes are in. Your teachers speak positively of you. So we're just going to have to rely on them." And, you know, luckily, I am someone who, like, let me not go into detail, but yes, it happened, and I was happy, but I'm happier even now. The older I get, the more proud I am, the more I want to speak about it, the more I want to own it. When people say, "Hey, you are my head girl," I'm proud to say it now. I'm proud to say, "Yes, hey, I was," as opposed to the old me who used to shy away and be like, "Oh my word, no, stop. Oh my word, no, stop. It was so long ago. Don't talk about it," type of thing. Anyways, guys, it has been lovely. I have missed you guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I need to go shower right now. I need to go unpack my apartment. I moved into a new apartment, guys. I'm by myself. I feel like a grown up, but I am so scared of when I hear a knock, because who is it? Oh my gosh, are they here to see me? yeah, but it is going to be a lovely year. I know it will be. It's going to be hard, definitely, but we will all get through it. And I wish you all the best, whether you are studying, starting a new job, looking for a job, starting a new business, whatever venture you are going into. I wish you all the best. I wish you wisdom, and I wish you kindness on yourself, because being kind to yourself is very important. We are literally our biggest haters, and I wish we loved ourselves a lot more. Okay, guys. Bye. You are listening to Ask Miss K. I can't believe I'm Miss K. I love this for myself. Ugh. If you have enjoyed this episode, please do give us a like or give us a review on the podcast app, and we really, really hope to see you next time. Bye.